people who fondly remember Madeline L'Engle's book, A Wrinkle in Time, Indiana State University's Crossroads Repertory Theater's production in Terre Haute is a chance to reconnect with that story. For those new to the Newbery Medal award-winning tale of a stubborn sister, a soulful brother, and a friend off to distant worlds to rescue the family's father, it's a dramatic and honest account of the book. Ashley Dillard, as the daughter Meg Wallace, was the one-note dramatic center of the production, as the girl whose own outsider stubborn independence is a strong buffer against the evil she encounters, but nothing compared to the uniquely human inner strength that she ultimately finds. Andrew Belling was winsome as her insightful brother Charles Wallace. Charles, an outsider like Meg, has learned to fit in by talking little, so other children won't dislike him because he's smart. His virtues of openness and awareness actually put him in peril when evil, in the guise of a cookie-cutter goodness, attacks. Dylan Gentlecore made an attractive friend, Calvin. Like Meg and Charles, he's an outsider. Calvin has covered up his intellectual sophistication by captaining their school's basketball team. Aiding the threesome of A Wrinkle in Time in their quest are three spirits who appear as very peculiar ladies. Mrs. Watt, played by Julie Dixon, is an Irish-accented, multi-costumed lady with lots of mysterious insights and advice. Mrs. Who, played by R. Deandra Smith, is also a colorfully costumed, well-spoken, mysterious figure. Mrs. Witch appears only as a flickering light with the nasalized voice of Elizabeth Underwood. The three are not what most people would think of as angels, but that's one interpretation. Dustin LaFleur played a variety of characters and the family's missing father. A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Bill Kincaid, is played on an open stage with few props. The show benefits greatly from the creative sound design and original music of Kyle Guyton, the dramatically kinky and frightening costumes of Christopher Roten, and the dramatic lighting design of Natalie Spurl. Next, at the Crossroads Repertory Theater, is the CRT's 50th Anniversary Musical Cabaret. A Wrinkle in Time returns in repertory July 15th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.